Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. AI chatbots aren't always getting the facts right when asked about hot news topics. That's the latest finding from NewsGuard, a service that helps users find reliable information online. Mackenzie Sadeghi, NewsGuard's editor for AI and Foreign Influence, joins me now. Mackenzie, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
I understand that NewsGuard has been tracking some of these popular AI models to see how they handle likely false claims. Can you give our listeners some insight into the methods that you use to do that?
Correct. So we have been tracking how the leading consumer-facing AI chatbots handle false claims for about the past year or so. And essentially how we've been doing that is we are taking data from our database called our false claim fingerprints. And this is a constantly updated feed of false narratives circulating in the news across a range of topics, including health, US politics, the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Hamas war. And using the data from those fingerprints, we create prompts just asking basic questions to the chatbot, seeing if they're able to detect and debunk that false narrative or whether they repeat it as fact. And then the second thing we look at is what kind of sources they're citing. So one of our other data sets rates news and information websites across 9 different apolitical criteria points, such as whether they disclose ownership, whether they publish false content, whether they include bylines, and whether they're transparent. And so we'll look at the sources that these chatbots are citing in their responses and seeing whether they're relying on, you know, local, trusted, credible journalism or unreliable foreign-linked websites or conspiracy peddling sources.
Let's look at this overall to start with. When you look at how these popular AI models handle false information, what's the big picture? What did you find?
So the big picture really is that within the past year, these chatbots have made major improvements, with the main one being that they can now search the web in real time, which means they can respond to queries relating to current events, whether that's elections or active conflicts or breaking news. And when we started doing these tests a year ago, we found that the chatbots often declined to respond to prompts about current news events because they didn't have access to the internet. They were only trained on a certain amount of news up to a certain specific date. So as an example, during the Trump assassination attempt last year, we ran some prompts through the chatbots and all of them declined to respond, some even denying that any such assassination attempt had taken place because they had no knowledge of it. Now all 10 of the leading chatbots can surface the internet. And as a result of that, they are relying and drawing from unreliable sources that masquerade as legitimate local news organizations. So for example, the Boston Times, which is a Russian-linked propaganda front, these AI models aren't able to detect and realize that that's actually not a local trusted newspaper called the Boston Times. It's a foreign propaganda website masquerading as local news. So as a result of that, they're pulling from a very polluted information ecosystem and giving authoritative but wrong responses in response to breaking news events.
You know, for the first time, you've made the ratings for some of the top AI models public. When you look at these, are there any that really just knock it out of the park when it comes to weeding out some of this questionable information?
Yeah, so we found that both Claude and Gemini had the lowest fail rates. Claude only repeated false information 10% of the time, and Google's Gemini chatbot repeated false information about 16% of the time. So that's relatively low when you compare that to the worst performing chatbot, which we found repeated the false claims 56% of the time. And what we found with Claude and Gemini in particular is when they can't find a reliable news source covering the topic that's mentioned in the prompt, they will respond saying there's no reliable news reports about this particular topic. Whereas what we see with a lot of the other chatbots is they will draw on the unreliable sources and repeat that information as fact rather than saying there's no credible reporting of this from reliable media. So that seems to be the main difference between those two lowest or highest performing chatbots, Gemini and Claude.
Who was at the bottom of the list?
The bottom of the list was Inflections Pi chatbot, which is a very conversational chatbot. So that was 56%. And then right after that was Perplexity, which we found repeated false information 46% of the time. And then ChatGPT and Meta both each repeated false information 40% of the time.
Now, obviously, from what you're saying, this is not perfect. So, from a user standpoint, what should we do when we are using an AI chatbot to verify the information independently?
I think the starting point is really just looking, at least for now, until we see improvements, is treating AI as a starting point for your research, whether that's, looking for sources or just trying to get a general overview, and then going from there and independently verifying that information that the AI model is giving you. We found, across a range of topics, these chatbots not only repeat false information, but they're also prone to hallucinations, which is where they just make up fabricated basic facts about a person's name or age or where they were born. So I think right now we're still at the stage where we can't 100% trust of output that we're getting from an AI model. And I think it's tricky too because the way these chatbots respond, they're so conversational and they respond with such authority. They don't really include any caveats or limitations to their responses. So to the average user, what the chatbot is saying can come across as very definitive and authoritative and trustworthy. So I think it really comes down to always keeping in mind that anything these models say needs to be independently verified and to just double check what they're saying.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm wondering too, and I know the way you explain this is it was NewsGuard that was entering in these questions. Do you think sometimes some of this, out in the real world is user error that we don't create the right prompts to make sure that the responses are more accurate from these AI chatbots?
From our testing and our evaluations, I think it really has very little to do with how the prompt is crafted. And in our tests in particular, we use three different prompt styles, tweaking how the prompt is delivered to the chatbot. So I think it really doesn't have much to do with, the prompt and the way it's framed, but more so how these chatbots are processing and evaluating news and information sources. And I think that's what it really comes down to. And the issue really comes down more to events or topics where there's a lack of credible reporting. So we see this a lot with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, which is, actively changing and evolving every day. And in the absence of that reliable, credible reporting, the chatbots don't have anything else to rely on. And as a result, they repeat these false claims as fact.
Is there anything else for you as someone researching this that really stood out to you that you would want our listeners to be aware of?
I think what really stood out to me is just how prominent and long this issue has gone on. So many of these vulnerabilities that we identified in this most recent report, which we issued last week, we had documented and put out many months ago, with the first one being as early as up to a year ago. We, noted the specific problematic sites that these chatbots were relying on and treating as authoritative. We noted the particular narratives that they were prone to repeating. And I think that's what stood out the most is that despite a year of reporting and public documentation, not just by NewsGuard, but many other organizations and researchers as well, about some of these key underlying vulnerabilities when it comes to news information, they still have not been addressed, which I think, really raises concerns about where the focus and the priority is with the AI companies and what they're choosing to focus on and update.
That is Mackenzie Satterjee, NewsGuard's editor for AI and Foreign Influence. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.